Hi, I'm James Schillinglaw, and I'm here with a familiar face. If you've been watching us, it's Jennifer Tombaugh, president of Tauk. And we're going to talk to Jennifer a little bit about, not a little bit, a lot about Tauk's restart of operations. They already have started domestic operations, but they're getting into everything now, and they'll be starting in Europe and Africa come this August. And we're going to find out about all that and more on Insider Travel Report. Well, first of all, Jennifer, how are you? And as we say, where are you? Soon we'll just do a live interview. We'll know where you are, right?
I'm really doing much, much better, as I'm sure everyone in the travel industry is. James, I hope you are too. And certainly to all our advisors out there, I want to say, I hope you all are well. And thank you again for the opportunity to be here. I'm actually in my home office today because I have a first in-person meeting nearby this afternoon. So I feel like we are definitely turning the corner on many things. So I'm really excited to share some of those green shoots that we're seeing with you today. And again, just a huge shout out to thank you to all of our advisors who've really stayed tough with us. Like, we know it's not been easy, and we're eager to get those green shoots to continue to grow.
No, absolutely. Now, the big news, of course, is you just announced that you're going to resume your tour, ocean, and river cruise operations in August in Europe and Africa. Why did you make this decision now, and what did you see happening in Europe and Africa that made you do it?
Right. Well, let me talk a little bit about the process that we go through, because maybe that will be helpful. We've been working really throughout this whole period of time, this last year, even when we thought there were, you know, some potential green shoots last year, right? On sort of a 60-day rolling decision-making. And we're constantly asking ourselves, we meet every single week, if not sometimes every single day, and we look at, okay, where can we operate? Because those, as you all well know, the border information is changing every single day. Can we deliver a great Tauk experience that our guests might expect in these conditions, right? And is there sufficient demand to make this all work? So we started out in USA, as you mentioned, back in January, and we've been rolling out our USA operations. We'll be fully operational in the US by July. And we are actually have already, or next week, I'm so excited. Next week, we will be starting our first sailings in Greece and Iceland. And
yeah, that's the first I saw that. That's the first one back, yeah. And that's great. That'll be, I know you work with Pana on those sailings, and that's really exciting.
Yeah, we are thrilled. I just really can't wait. And then we have Costa Rica and Galapagos starting up in July. And then back to your question then, so what about the rest of Europe, right? And so we're constantly looking at what's possible. And we, with the positive announcements from France, certainly, that are opening for up to you Americans to start this week, right? And,
right.
And they'll be continuing to open different parts of their economy and their tourism industry. Spain, and then we hope to hear some really good news around Portugal. We felt pretty comfortable launching those programs, particularly our land and river cruise programs, through August. Now, there's a few tours that we're holding out to a 30-day decision-making because we're still hoping, we think this month, June, is going to be a bit of a wild month.
Yeah.
We think there's going to be a lot of information coming. We hope we're right. We heard some positive, you know, rumblings out of Ireland to open up in July. So we're looking to hopefully add some more fuel to our August fire, but that's where we are now. I mean, and I got to tell you, it's our 30th anniversary. Can you believe it?
Right.
Our 30th anniversary of the Yellow Roads of Europe. And so, boy, we're really excited to get back to Europe. And then, of course, Eastern and Southern Africa will be opening in August as well. So again, we're looking at all those factors and continuing to turn on those porch lights and build out those circles as we can.
Well, let's just go look back and take a look at going back to Eastern and Southern Africa in August, if that's what your plan is.
Yeah.
These are going to be your safari products. And was there a different calculation you had to make about Africa versus Europe?
You know, again, it's pretty much the same thing. I mean, obviously, there's different factors that come into play. But, you know, the great thing, and I know our advisors feel this way too, is you have this network of people, right? Great partners, top directors that are on the ground. Our team is in contact with them daily. And so whether it's Africa, whether it's Europe, whether it's other parts of the world that we hope to be opening up soon too, we're on the phone, we're talking to them, like, what's really happening? Because sometimes you'll hear the news, right, of a border opening, and then everyone thinks, oh, well, we can go. But right. You realize, for example, that Italy, there's certain parts of the country that are still in lockdown, and so we can't deliver that experience as we would wish to. So it's that conversation and having those ears and eyes on the ground, and the benefit of having these, you know, thousands of suppliers that we have globally and great partners who can really shed that insight with us. I mean, I get texts probably once a week from one of our partners down in South Africa who's telling me about what's happening locally. And so that fabric, that real understanding of what's truly happening is really, really critical. And something, again, a real benefit for selling into Tauk, certainly in all the tour operator space right now, because we have that army of people that are informed as best as we can be in these changing times.
No, and absolutely. And, you know, you could say a country is open, like Italy is open, but you got to go through a bit of a ringer to get there in terms of testing and everything else. I think you got to do about 2 or 3 tests, which is fine, but you also got to plan for that. And that's going to be something. Let's look at, you mentioned river cruising, and I know you're eager to get back there, and hopefully you'll get there in August and September. And it looks like originally it looked like you might start with Portugal, which is where you have your newest ship, which is still to be christened, if I recall, the Androina. Is that correct?
Androina, yes.
Okay, I got it right.
You got it right.
But we were all set. In fact, that was one of the trips that was all canceled for all of us. We were all looking forward to enjoying that christening. So when do you think that's going to launch?
Well, I will share, and I don't mean to be coy about it because we're just working out some of the details, but we will certainly be sending her off with the best of wishes in August, and we'll have some more news to share about that in about 2 or 3 weeks. But James, I wanted to take this opportunity too to welcome you to join us when we do in early August, and we'll get you those details. But we were so hoping you were going to join us in March of 2020 for her christening, of course. We had to cancel that, but we'd love to have you come back and join us for that.
Yeah, I'm looking forward to that because I've been on a lot of ships on the Douro, but I've actually never cruised the Douro, so that's interesting enough. A lot of christening going on down there.
I can tell you, she is a gorgeous boat built specifically for that river. There's nothing else like that out there with our great partners who've carefully crafted that ship. And again, because of the situation this past year, Americans couldn't go. They were able to actually operate it with some local travelers. And so we already have learnings and expertise we can share there. And the team will be running off and doing a training and a final reconnaissance trip next month. And so we really, really look forward to having you and all of our guests back on the river. She's only 84 passengers max. So she's an intimate, lovely, glorious ship. And it's a wonderful place to cruise, as you know.
Port wine in Porto. So that's what I'm looking forward to.
Well, I think we'll have to share one together. How about that?
Absolutely. But we're looking forward to that. And again, that team on board that river boat has had a bit of a long process to get ready. So hopefully they're going to be raring to go when you christen her. So that's going to be great.
They are.
Now let's talk. You are going to also. You said you're going to resume cruising on Rhone and Seine. As well, hopefully in August, that's also going to happen. When do you think, and you haven't mentioned anything about Rhine and Danube yet, you're still waiting, I guess, on those, right?
Yeah, you know, it all comes down to not only what are key countries like Germany going to be doing, but what is the cross-border experience going to be like? So right now, France is open, but Germany isn't. So that makes it a little challenging from a Rhine operation, for example. So we just need more information to understand and get that certainty around those border openings. And again, what countries will be permitting what other countries to join. So I know the EU is working fast and furious trying to get that alignment. Obviously that has not always been in lockstep to date, but we're hoping again over the next month, maybe with the G7 meeting this week, that we'll start to see some more alignment. So obviously we don't want to, our motto is to under promise, hopefully, and over deliver. And we just want to get a little bit more certainty before we come out and be specific
about
which
understanding.
But our intent.
You don't want to have a backtrack and say, oh, we can't go after all. And you've had enough of that.
Right. I will tell you, our intent is to be out there. And so we are very excited to hopeful by September, there'll be some good news happening on the rivers.
Now, ordinarily, you'd have about 70 land tours, river cruises, and small ship ocean cruises across Europe. When do you hope, when do you think, is it all going to be back in business for 22 or even by the end of this year?
Well, again, we're crossing our fingers about September. And I think you've heard that from others in the industry too, that we hope to see a strong fall at least. But again, kind of depends on what the borders and policy folks and just sort of the situation on the ground is like. Certainly then that's all dependent upon the vaccine rollout and the virus overall and the variants. The good news is we're seeing a lot of pickup in vaccine rollout across Europe. And so that should bode some positive news. So again, hopeful for September. Just so you know, we've already turned on just globally just under a half of our current tours. And we'll have about another 40 or so decisions to make just in the next 2 weeks. So you're going to start to hear a lot more news from us just as, again, we get that confirmation and things start to open, hopefully.
Now, one question I have for you is are you going to be requiring vaccines for your guests, or you just, I mean, you do have a demographic that hopefully has recognized that it's important to get vaccines, but are you going to be requiring that or not?
Yeah, and so for context, we have gone out a few times now, most recently with about 14,000 respondents came back of our guests who are booked this year and next year. And 97% of them have told us that they're vaccinated,
right?
97%. And the others, you know, may have other reasons why, perhaps medical, that they cannot. And we still want to make those programs available. However, we're always going to be deferring to what our supplier partners and the local conditions require. So, for example, France came out on Friday and said, only vaccinated travelers that also have a test will be able to travel to France, and we will adhere to those requirements.
Right. So you're kind of letting the countries, if that's a requirement, hey, if you want to go on, you're going to have to be vaccinated because that's what France says, right?
Exactly, and we feel like that's the right approach, because we do want to be compliant to whatever the local conditions are, and those are, again, ever changing. But you know, for example, we're starting up in Iceland. And Greece, as I mentioned, Windstar is requiring the vaccine for all their cruises,
I know.
And so we have obviously, of course, required that for our guests. And then in Iceland, as you know, there's a test and a vaccine that's required for entry. So that's our approach going forward. In the U.S., we do, and everywhere, we have something called a Travel Well Pledge that we ask our guests to sign. So that's either an attestation of either a proof of vaccine or a negative test within 72 hours.
So you're really pretty well covered, I think, from all of that.
I think so. You know, we are. And I look, at the end of the day, our first and foremost priority is keeping our guests safe. Mm-hmm. And when Arthur Tuck started the company, Arthur Tuck Sr. in 1925, he said, all I want is a congenial party. Mm-hmm. And at the end of the day, we are a congenial party of like-minded travelers, a community of travelers, and we have to be there for each other. And I think we need to be able to respect and understand each other and preserve that community in travel. And that's why people choose to travel with Talc and with other tour operators. And we would hope that everyone would stand up to and adhere to and honor what those local requirements are. So it's a pledge to us, and it's the same pledge that we promise to them, to our Talc directors, and to our supplier partners around the world.
Well, one of the things I saw in your press release when you announced the restart of your Europe tours and Africa tours, your CEO, Dan Mahar, said you already were 90% booked out for 2021, so you don't really have that much space the rest of this year, right?
Well, we're 90% sold on U.S. We've seen, as many have, a surge in demand for the national park programs.
Got it.
And there's a point where you just run out of space. You know, there's only so many lodges that hold so many people. But the good news is we've got capacity in Costa Rica and definitely in Europe. What we're doing right now is we have space holding. So as demand dictates, we'll be opening up more space on any program that we can, because we know that there is a lot of pent up demand.
Sure.
We know that travel denied is travel deferred. Okay. And so people want to either rebook, or we're seeing a lot of close-in new bookings for 21, and then certainly for 22. But, you know, we're all eager to get out there, just like you and I are.
No, absolutely. Well, obviously, if there's no space on any, a very little space on your domestic departures, maybe it is time to think about going to Europe this year, right?
Absolutely. It's going to be a wild month, but we're pretty excited for it. And I know the advisor partners out there are too.
We're so excited for you and for us as well, because it's great to get out there and traveling again. I understand your 2022 departures are strong too. What are some of the most popular tours and river cruises and ocean cruises? What's selling well for next year?
I got to tell you, it's hard to find something that's not selling well, James.
Okay.
It's just, everything is really, really strong. Both rebookings, so you are seeing that again, travel denied, travel deferred. So for example, you know, the tattoo, Scotland canceled the tattoo just most recently. And so we've seen a lot of those Scotland bookings just transfer over into 2022 because we're seeing generally about 90%, 85, 90% of our guests wanting to book the exact same tour at the same time the following year. So we have seen some switching, there's been little of that. So we know that there's a strong rebooking that's already happened for 22, but we're already picking up a lot of new coming in. And now we're to the point where the new bookings coming in are exceeding those rebookings. And really everywhere, Europe is strong, North America is strong. We're heading into 22 with the best year we've ever had on the books. Now, I am, knock on wood, hesitant to say that because I said that going into 2020. But we are as I think everyone in the industry is feeling, a lot of optimism and excitement about what the upcoming year brings. And whether it's Israel and Jordan, or whether it's Canada, hopefully, which will open soon, whether it's Japan, whether it's programs in Antarctica, everything. I mean, literally, the whole world is selling strongly.
That's great, and great news. Now, what's your best advice for travel advisors looking to book Tauk for this year and into 2022?
Well, you can all join us in deep breathing sessions. First of all, I feel like every morning we all wake up and we sort of go, okay, it's another new day, because I know that we all know, right, that literally every day there's been some new breaking news that affects us all in some way. Mm-hmm. And we're all supporting each other, trying to help out. So please, you know, we're all just sort of trying to pace ourselves. I think things are opening up as quickly as they were shutting down last year. I would say, please, book now. It's a classic supply and demand issue. We know, again, that many of our guests from this year have transferred into 2022. We are already starting to open up. We've started some, and we'll open up more 2023.
Oh, wow.
Because we're seeing demand there. So it's really great if your guests or your clients are thinking of any program to try and secure that space now. And there's enough flexible terms out there that will still allow you to let them work through those choices. Now, the other thing I would just say that I want you all to know that Tauk's prices aren't going to change for 2022, right? There's going to be a lot of supply and demand pressure, and you are seeing, just as you are in the U.S., pricing go up in high demand areas. Our prices are locked in for 2022 as we publish them, so please keep that in mind. And I would just say we're just so grateful for the partnership that we've had with all of our partners. We know that many of you've made multiple moves, sometimes 3, 4, or 5 times. And I know our res team has too. And we're all eager to just get out there and get these green shoots really taking root and to flower and blossom. And we just appreciate your partnership and staying tough with us. But we're gonna get there.
Jennifer, I want to thank you for spending the time with us this morning. It's all good news right now, and well, hopefully that'll continue. And I am looking forward to joining you, hopefully, on the Dura with your new river ship. A delayed christening, but it'll be fun no matter what. And yes, we can have enjoy a little port together. That'll be a lot of fun. And again, this is the kind of interview we've been doing. These interviews for how long now? For a year. And this is an incredibly positive one. And I'm very happy for you, and very happy for Tauk, and very happy for all you travel advisors out there. Can now go ahead and book your Tauk, your clients on a Tauk vacation right now. So again, thank you so much.
Thank you, James. I look forward to seeing you out on the Douro.
I'm James Schillinglaw, and this is Insider Travel Report.